The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Friday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Frank Morano, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
If I don't see her each day, I miss her. Gee, what a thrill each time I kiss her. Believe me, I've got a case on Nancy with a laughing face.
Ben, really one that marked the transfer of a transformative moment when President Bush left office. The deficit was at $1.4 trillion. $1.4 trillion.
What?
So you're talking about an enormous amount of money.
That's Nancy with a laughing face.
Please forgive me, Francis Albert Sinatra, and apologies to the great Sinatra name. I just could not resist doing that. That's my favorite. I'm watching Nancy Pelosi go after the President of the United States, you know, and it's now it's becoming petty, and they don't want to work with President Trump at all. So she does the attack, and I see it clear as day. I don't care what you say, and I know you feel the same way. I could see it very strategically on the Democratic side to go, okay, this is what we're going to do. We're going to push his buttons, and we're going to go here, and we're going to go there, and we're going to use the word cover. Up. And they changed. First, it was Russia collusion. That didn't work. They take different narratives. Now it's obstruction of justice. That is not holding, you know. Now cover up. And nobody asks them in the mainstream media what exactly is the what's the obstruction of justice? What cover up are you talking about? They throw these little catchphrases out there just to inflame the other side, and then you can't do that to this president because you're going to get it right back 1,000 times. You're going to get it back so much more powerful than you can put it out there. So she starts stammering like that at the podium. I'm going like, no. If you're going to attack, you better have everything in order. You better have it locked. If you're going to say Russia collusion, you better have it locked. And you didn't, and you failed. It's a failure. It's one of the great embarrassments of the Democratic Party is putting Mueller in charge and starting this Mueller probe. It's an absolute failure. And now they're trying to save face rather than going and saying, you know, we made a mistake. We thought with the Russian at the tower, we thought. No, apologize. And the same exact thing with Avenatti, with this guy Michael Avenatti, the lawyer. Oh, my gosh, this guy, from day one, I could see he was off the rails that something was wrong with him. And again, it's all alleged. But now they're alleging he stole money from his client to keep his lifestyle, you know, where he likes it to be, $300,000. And they're going after him, what he did with Nike. All alleged, by the way, all alleged. Meantime, the press, the accolades, and you can see the meme. I put this out, and I don't like to say anything bad about anybody or hateful. This is just factual observations, okay? That if you could see the meme that's out there with the press calling Avenatti, oh, you're Donald Trump's worst nightmare. Oh, Donald Trump is afraid of you. Avenatti's there. He's on The View. He's on Bill Maher. He's on all the network shows. Avenatti. Now, can someone in the mainstream media say, you know, we get it wrong sometimes? And I would like any reporter, somebody in the mainstream media going, sorry, we kind of blew that call. We blew the Russia probe call, and you know what? Now you know what? We blew the Avenatti call, and you know what? Let's just all work together. Stand down. But if you're going to double down and you're going to go after the president and now try another distraction and use the word cover up, it's going to come back to blow up in your face. And exactly what's happening. And then with the president, what they don't understand is they are wrong. There is no Russia collusion. And rather than just admitting it and saying we were wrong and we got this wrong, and if you know what? You're going to open yourself up now, and it's exactly what President Trump is doing. He's directing the intelligence community to cooperate with Attorney General Barr in this investigation. Reading here, President Trump is directing the intelligence community to fully cooperate with the Department of Justice investigation into the origins of the special counsel probe. Boom. Boom. It's right there. You're going to bring it on. You're going to get it back. Do you ever know what goes around comes around? Do you ever hear that expression? It's so, so true. And so what is the president supposed to do? Sit there? And they won't stop the attack? You don't stop the attack, I tell you. And everybody who goes after this president from Avenatti, now Nancy Pelosi, it comes back to haunt them, I'm telling you right now. So we'll see exactly what's going on. We're seeing that Mueller may have been put in charge by the Republicans, but Mueller was the god of the Democratic Party. He was the god of the Democratic Party, was he not? Mueller was the greatest. And A.G. Barr was a god. And when it doesn't go along their way, you know what happens? Boom. It comes back to backfire in your face. In your face. Hey, Roger Stone's going to be on the show coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. We got Roger can say so many things or some, you know what? We'll see what's going on. I don't know how much he could talk about, but we will be talking about some things politically, and he will be on the 9 o'clock hour. Mike Gallagher is going to join us. Jeffrey Lyons and Joel Griffith from Heritage Foundation will join us, and your phone call as well. 877-970-2999. Frankie and Allie here. Frank, good morning. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Joe. Happy Friday.
Good. Good stuff. Happy Friday to you. Memorial Day weekend. And Albert, you going to do anything big for the weekend?
Taking Mom out to dinner tomorrow because it's her birthday. She turns 81 tomorrow. And Sunday we're spending some time with friends. And then Monday I'm just going to barbecue.
Oh, that's very, very right. So what were you saying, Al? It was so funny. You were saying when you gave me promos to read yesterday.
Yeah.
And what did I say?
Well, you started reading and you said, oh, if only somebody could write. I just went and then I came on and said, well, I wrote those. So, you know, it's all right. You know, listen, you're not the first person to criticize me. You're certainly not the last. And, you know, I can handle criticism.
We were doing some promos for the Best Of on Monday for Memorial Day, our Best Of show. And so I'm reading before the show yesterday. I'm reading it. And I was saying, hey, it's your bit. Who wrote this? Al goes, I did. It really wasn't.
It's all right.
It was just too early.
No, it's all right. I got something wrong and you corrected it. But, you know, whatever.
But
people don't understand that about this business. It's amazing to me and I don't want to make light of the Me Too movement or, you know, all these other things. People feel like they're being harassed or this and that. No, but I will because I will speak of my own experience itself. I've been in this business for a very long time. I started in 1992. And, you know, along the way, have I gotten yelled at or berated by a boss or other employees or whatever for making a mistake or doing something wrong? Sure. That's a part of life. It's your life experience. It's how you deal with that furthers you in life. I think a lot of times we coddle and baby our children, and I think in some ways that's a bad thing because they don't experience those things. I'm not talking about, you know, yelling at somebody for 30 minutes straight or telling them what a miserable job they're doing all the time. But sometimes you make a mistake, somebody flips out over it, you know, you process it, you move on to the next thing.
Mm-hmm. Even when you go after your wife or the wet garbage bag.
See, now you made it say, like, see, now the way, see how the way you phrased that, I went after my wife. I didn't attack her.
Well.
I just made a point to, hey, this is a problem that I had, and I'm pointing it out to you. I can't stand when people are like, I don't want to hear about that. I don't want to hear about the negative behavior. Hey, listen, negative behavior is a part of life. So is positive behavior. Why can't we have it both ways?
Look,
and that's part of the problem. That's part of the problem in Washington. Part of the problem in Washington is the fact that neither side wants to talk with one another and deal with the issues at hand. All of these people have been elected by the people. They're supposed to be serving the people, not themselves. Yeah, and more often than not, we see a lot of these politicians serving special interests in other groups and not the people that elected them to get there. They all don't seem to understand if you fix the problems in this country, the problems that we have, whether it's infrastructure, whether it's highways, health care, whatever, they're going to get reelected.
Frank, you and I can go home now. This is good.
That's it. That was my one moment of clarity for the day. I'm done.
This is very well done. Very well done. Hey, British Prime Minister Theresa May says she's done all she can, so she will resign June 7th. May's three-year term has been dominated by her unsuccessful efforts to come up with a Brexit plan. Parliament will approve and May appoint. She pointed out to reporters outside number 10 Downing Street this morning that she tried three times to get a plan to leave the European Union through the House of Commons, but she lost every single time. So Frankie, five boroughs, Theresa May stepping down. I don't know why I feel bad for her. Like she hasn't tried, but apparently just not resonating. And boy, when we think our politics is tough, you ever watch the Parliament? Now they yell. They just, it's like you get heckled while you're up there for crying out loud. So she's stepping away, and do we know who's going to come in and replace her?
Not yet. I mean, there's some speculation. I mean, about that it could be Boris Johnson. That strikes me as unlikely, because for starters, it would be way too much fun. I mean, there's no way Western society would allow both Donald Trump and Boris Johnson to be leaders of countries. It would not happen. So there are a lot of it all depends what direction the Conservative Party wants to go. Are they going to go in a more hardline Brexit direction? If so, then maybe Boris Johnson has an opportunity. There's, someone named Dominic Raab and Andrea Leadsom. They're all hardline Brexiters. But then if they're looking for someone that can work out a deal to leave Brexit and still maintain some sort of economic relations with either the European Union as a whole or have a softened border with Northern Ireland and Ireland, then maybe they pick someone else. So it's not really at all clear who the successor will be. But, you know, she couldn't get it done. You know, she's had one job her entire tenure as prime minister, which is negotiate a Brexit deal. And she wasn't able to do it. Now, the interesting thing, Joe, is going to be to see what happens in elections in Europe this week, because there are elections taking place in Europe beginning yesterday that normally no one cares about because they really don't have much power. And those are the elections for the European Parliament. But Nigel Farage has organized a whole slate of candidates, ranging from candidates on the far right to former communists and socialists on the far left, called the Brexit Party. And they're all about one issue: leaving the European Union with a hard Brexit. And if they are able to elect a lot of candidates from Great Britain in these European elections, then I think that could send a message to the Conservative Party that, hey, maybe the leader we pick should be a pro-hard Brexit. If the results for the new Brexit Party aren't so great, then maybe they'll pick somebody takes a more conciliatory tone.
Thank you, Frankie Fiberos, 717, going to our Balance of Nature phone lines. Let me go to Mike in Oyster Bay, if I can. Mike, thanks for calling. What's on your mind this morning, my friend?
Hey, good morning, Joe. This is Memorial Day weekend, and we're honoring those who died in fighting for this country and the Constitution. Undermine the Constitution and not brought to justice, those very people we're honoring will have died in vain. They must be brought to justice. They must be served their penalty for trying to undermine the Constitution.
You know what? Well said, Mike. I appreciate what you're saying, and thank you. Thank you for that. Albert in Manhattan. Good morning, Albert. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, everyone. I was just listening to Al Gattulo. Let me tell you something. He is spot on, and I'm going to tell you why. I read an article about 3 or 4 weeks ago about these kids that come out of college today. I mean, it's amazing what's going on in this world. These kids are coming out of college. They take on an internship in these corporations around New York City, Chicago, et cetera. What's happening is the kids go home to mommy and daddy and say, you know, I don't really like what I'm doing, and I don't like what I'm told to do. Now, again, this was a business article in the New York Post that I read. The parents are calling up the companies, and they're actually – and what's even worse is the companies are entertaining calls from their parents. I mean, if I was the manager, I'd hang up on them, and I'd fire the kids and say, get the hell out of here. It's unbelievable what's going on out there today.
I know. Albert, thanks, man. It's true. That's great, though. I didn't see that article, but that's so funny. You're going to call the place where your kid is working. Yeah, my child is not happy in your workplace. Could you please be better? That's something I would do. That is something I would so do. Honey, are you having trouble at work? Can I call for you like that? I said, oh, my gosh, I would do that, but I spoil my children. Guilty as charged. Thank you, Albert. Thanks for the calls. If you want to call 877-970-2999, rolling into Memorial Day weekend. And it's very, very true, Mike, what you said. It's Memorial Day. We celebrate the United States military lives lost for the men and women to put their lives on the line for our freedoms. Debbie Duhaime is out there looking out for you. It's going to be crazy traffic, and Debbie will walk you through it, drive you through it, 20 minutes after 7 o'clock on AM 970 The Answer. How are we doing this morning, Deb?
But would you call for Joey, you know, now that he's like, you know, a grown man? Yes, I'd like to check my son. Yeah, he's 35, but, you know, would you do that, Joe? Maybe
I would.
Not.
I really would do it. I would. Yeah, I'm like, I am the worst. I'm guilty as charged. I can't, I have no, bring it on because I'm guilty as charged. I do that all the time. Can I help you, honey? Can I call for you? Do you mind calling like that? I called the college. I said, you know, I'd like to try to talk to my, about my daughter's classes. They go, please, just have your daughter call, please.
She is over 18, you know. Got to make those calls on her own now, Joe.
Oh, Lord, I am the worst. Dork dad at the best or the worst. I'm not quite sure.
You just love them. There's nothing wrong with loving your kids. Nothing wrong with that.
Amen, Debbie Duhaime. 20 after 7 with Debbie on the roads for you.
Let's see what's happening, Joe. First of all, we're still seeing some delays over on the subways. It's all due to fire department activity with an ongoing investigation at 59th Street, Columbus Circle. Downtown A trains are local only, 125th to Canal. B train service temporarily suspended as you head from Bedford Park Boulevard through Brighton Beach. And also seeing some suspensions here on the C train as well. And the D also local only, 125th down through 59th. Inbound GWB, looks like we have a problem here. It looks like an accident to that upper level. An hour into the upper, 30 to the lower. Lincoln 20, Holland 10. And over on the New Jersey Turnpike, Western Spur North at 15W, a collision. Sponsored by Zelle. Zelle is an easy way to send money to friends and family right from your banking app. Not sure what to get someone for their birthday? Send them money with Zelle so you can buy whatever they want. Look for Zelle in your banking app or get more info at ZellePay.com. Zelle, this is how money moves. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970. The Answer.
Sponsored by Lowe's. Do it right to get the landscape you'll love by shopping at Lowe's Memorial Day Sale. You'll find great deals in store, like 5 bags of premium mulch now for just $10. Valid in store through 529 while supplies last. See store for details. U.S. only, excluding Alaska and Hawaii.
From the Fox Business Network, Boeing's MAX planes could be flying again as soon as late June. Reuters says representatives from the FAA informed members of the United Nations Aviation Agency in a private briefing yesterday. The FAA's acting administrator, Dan Elwell, declined to say exactly when the planes could be returned to service. Movie and TV company Lionsgate is reporting a disappointing quarter. Market Watch says Lionsgate has been in discussions with CBS about selling its Starz channel. You could own a piece of the company that owns the Miss Universe pageant. Endeavor Group, which is also parent company of the William Morris Talent Agency, has filed to become a public company. The Dow dropped 286 points yesterday. The Nasdaq was down 122. The S&P lost 34. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Nothing changes your life more than God or love than moving your credit score 120 points. I'm John Hope Bryan, founder of Operation Hope. I want you to go to OperationHope.org and take your life back. Get your dignity back. Join the Hope 700 Credit Score Community Program and take your life back. Go to OperationHope.org today or call us at 404-941-2919 today.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the smart way to buy Smartlock.com Studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to thesmartwaytobuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy. Only at the Smart Way to Buy. .com. That's the Smart Way to Buy. .com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One on One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One on One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and across the region on Fios One News. See you there.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One with Steve. So I had such a good time yesterday with the Wayne Warriors over at the Brownstone in Patterson. It was just great. And then one lovely gal came over and said, Joe, I listen every morning. I told you that. And her name was Rose. I said, Rose, hi. And we talked and I said, where are you from? She goes, Franklin Lakes. I go, Franklin Lakes, New Jersey? I said, that's where Parian and Sons. That's where Parian Sons are. Glenn Parian. She goes, look, my daughter-in-law. Honey, come here. Calls the daughter-in-law over. That's that. She got the diamond from Parian and Sons right there. Beautiful diamond on her daughter-in-law's ring right there, the ring finger right there. Just beautiful. So I'm telling you, you got to go to Parian and Sons as well. If it's good enough for Rose and her family, it's certainly going to be good enough for you. If it's good enough for me to take all my broken watches up to Glenn and then for Glenn to fix them, he said, we love Parian and Sons. We love Parian diamonds. I'm telling you, you got to go up there. It's right there on Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey. Or again, great website. Site at ParianDiamonds.com, but they've been there for 98 years. This is a family-run organization with Glenn and Maria and Katie and Debbie, and I love it when I meet you, you know, and you're listening to the show, and then you tell me, hey Joe, we go to Parian Diamonds, and look at, and the daughter-in-law had that beautiful ring on her finger, and the diamonds are great at Parian, I'm telling you. I've seen them, and they could walk you through. Katie and Glenn himself will walk you through when you buy a diamond engagement ring, for example, because you don't know the four C's. Like, you should know the cut, the clarity, the character of the diamond. The Parian folks know. The Parian family knows how to walk you through those four C's like nobody else. So check it out. Will you, Parian and Sons, good enough for Rose? Good enough for you. Franklin Avenue in Franklin Lakes, New Jersey, or at ParianDiamonds.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Jersey Joe on the radio, 727 on AM 970. The Answer. Joel Griffith. He's a research fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Joel, so great to have you with us. A good morning to you. Thanks for being here, my friend.
Hey, good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me in this morning.
Well, Joel, we're worried about the stock market. Took quite a dip yesterday. What's up with that?
That was a bit of a sell-off. We saw the market sell off by more than 400 points, and one of the biggest falls in recent memories for oil as well. There is no doubt that there's quite a bit of uncertainty right now in the market, stemming both from what's going on in the United Kingdom, but I think more importantly, a lot of uncertainty regarding what will go on with the trade with China. And so long as those talks are up in the air and that uncertainty remains, we're going to see some of this volatility return and become more pronounced.
Hey, Joel, but overall, the economy is just booming, yes?
Overall, we have seen a marked period of renewed growth. Over the last four quarters, we're right about at that 3% mark year over year. And this is a level of growth that so many doom and gloomers are saying just simply is not possible in this new norm of stagnation. And we've seen so many of those predictions completely defeated. And I'll say that there are a lot, though, that believe in free markets and smaller government that actually said, if we go ahead and put a pause on these new regulations that we saw during President Obama era, and if we push through pro-growth tax cuts, that we will see renewed growth. And that's exactly what has happened over the past year and a half.
So when the market dips, that's the buying opportunity, correct?
Well, I am not going to be a prognosticator because of those uncertainties that do remain. And we've seen periods, market corrections during periods of economic growth. But long term, I think the future is good.
Yeah, this is actually good. And when the Fed, you know, bumps up those interest rates, that's not good. And I agree with the president in that regard. Do you?
Well, when it comes to the Federal Reserve, I do believe it's an important that the Federal Reserve maintain its independence and that we recognize where true growth comes from. True long-term growth does not come from the shorter-term inclinations of the Fed to increase or diminish rates or to pump up the money supply. What we need for long-term growth is what we've seen this administration do, and that's look at regulations, pause those, and allow people to accumulate capital, allow companies to accumulate capital, because it's that, those investments that allow every dollar and every man hour to become more productive. And if we don't have that productivity growth, we're not going to see real wage growth. And what we've seen the past year and a half is productivity is finally increasing at a faster clip, and that's translated into higher real wages. Real wages have grown 3% over this past year, and that's because productivity has grown.
I mean, Joel Griffith is with the Heritage Foundation. I got to ask you this. I've been touching on this because it kind of it amazes me that we have this rise of anti-Semitic, this violence around the world. How bad is it? And what do you think is driving this, Joel?
Oh, it's I know we're all familiar with these with some of these just horrible. I don't want to say tragic stories because this is pure evil that's been committed. This isn't some accident. If you look at what happened in Southern California with the synagogue shooting just recently, or in Pittsburgh last year at another synagogue, these are the most pronounced aspects of anti-Semitism in our country. But we see anti-Semitism running through the veins of so many of our institutions of higher education. If you go to college campuses, and I've been on a number of them, and I've helped work to combat this, you see what's going on with these radical organizations that are anti-Israel. You have students that are posting eviction notices on Jewish students' doors. You have pro-Israel events or even Jewish events that are interrupted by those who barge in and spread these lies and this malignment about Israel. It's a growing problem. And sadly, we are seeing a renewed anti-Semitism even with some members of Congress over the past year and a half.
Yeah, you know, when did it become a hip for the progressives or the liberals to be anti-Israel? How did that happen, Joel?
Well, there's a lot of miseducation, to put it lightly, and people that are fueled by anti-Semitism are using that misinformation and that lack of education to accomplish their goals. You know, this one of the new members of Congress, Representative Ilhan Omar, long before she entered Congress, during the war that Israel was fighting against Hamas, a terrorist organization in Gaza, this is what she had to say. Israel has hypnotized the world. May Allah awaken the people and help them see the evil danger of Israel. And she did hashtag Gaza. This was in the midst of Israel fighting a terrorist organization. And she made her way to Congress just 6 years later. It's shocking.
Yeah. Yep, and Chuck Schumer doesn't say word one about it, does he?
Well, it's as if some of the leadership within the leadership in the Senate and the House, as if they are afraid to take serious action. You know, Representative Ilhan Omar serves on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. It's within the power of those that are serving in Congress to remove her from that committee, and yet they allow her to remain on there. Somebody who, at best, is very, very ignorant. But I think it's deeper than that because she speaks about this often and it shows that she is lacking a moral compass when she continues to speak out about the only democracy in the Middle East.
It's so true. Joel Griffith, a research fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Joel, a great chat. Before we let you go, give us your take on Elizabeth Warren's proposal for a wealth tax. And in Jersey, we were talking earlier, Governor Murphy is trying to do a millionaire's tax. So give us your take on why these progressives keep doing this to people just trying to make a living in the United States.
Well, what I find a little odd is Senator Warren is a brilliant attorney. Went to Harvard University, but she's proposing a tax that is actually flat out unconstitutional. The Congress only has power to levy taxes in three instances. One would be if they're going to do an equal tax on everybody in the country, which, of course, that's not likely to happen. They can levy excise taxes, of course, and the 16th Amendment allows Congress to enact an income tax, but they're not allowed to enact an actual tax on your wealth. She wants to enact a 2% tax on wealth over a certain threshold. That would violate the takings clause, the clause that says we cannot have our life or liberty or property taken to us or property without just compensation. It's a clear violation of that. And even more importantly, it wouldn't be economically productive because just as we talked about a few minutes ago, we need to have capital in order to have productivity growth to help people earn more. This would incentivize those with wealth to actually spend it and consume it rather than to save it and invest it.
Amen. Joel Griffith, great job. Research fellow with the Heritage Foundation. Thanks for coming in and visiting us. We appreciate it. Joel, all the best to everybody at the Heritage Foundation, my friend. Thank you, Joel. Joel Griffith right there. Piscopo in the morning, 7:35. Jeffrey Lyons is going to tell you what films you may want to see this weekend. And Big Al standing by live and local with the headline news on AM 970 The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970 The Answer.
67 degrees at 7:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Scammers are targeting people who go to church in Brooklyn. Officials say victims have lost roughly $3,000, and they're worried more people have been hit. The Brooklyn Diocese says people are getting text messages from someone pretending to be a priest. The text asks for donations that should be given as gift cards. Sometimes the scammers make up fake scenarios like that the money will go towards people battling cancer. Catholic churches in the borough are putting out letters warning people about the scam. The head of the New York City Transit Authority calls him a moron, but so far that moron is getting the best of the MTA. Police say a man has been pulling emergency brakes on subways and stopping trains. There have been a number of incidents over the past 2 years, mostly on 2 and 5 trains in Manhattan. The NYPD put out an image of the man, which features him wearing a shirt that says, "Swag don't come cheap." MTA employees have spoken out, saying they're worried about the suspect and when he's going to strike next. The NYPD has officers patrolling the rails looking for the suspect. In sports, Yankees blew a 5-1 lead in the 8th inning but scored in the 9th to beat the Orioles 6-5. Yankees get the sweep. They're now 32-17, 2 games up in the American League East. Carlos Gomez hit a 3-run homer in the bottom of the 8th. That lifted the Mets to a 6-4 win over the Nationals. Mets also get a sweep of that 4-game series. Sports brought to you by Modell's Sporting Goods Stores. You gotta go to Moe's. Stuck in traffic? Debbie Duhame's got the answer.
Hey, good morning, Al. Speaking of the subways, looks like we still have some delays right here because of a fire investigation here at Columbus Circle. Downtown A trains are local only, 125th to Canal. A temporary suspension on the B train between Bedford Park Boulevard and Brighton Beach. Also, downtown C train service suspended, 168th to Euclid Avenue. Downtown D trains are local only, 125th to 59th. Inbound side of the GWB upper level, accident cleared over an hour to the upper 20 to the lower, Lincoln 25, Holland 10 to 15, 78 eastbound, subject to closure by exit 12. Serious accident there. Traffic is still moving pretty slowly this morning as you take a ride to the eastbound BQE by Atlantic Ave. That's a disabled tractor trailer. Northbound Van Wyck into Hillside Ave, a collision, and the westbound belt accident cleared out by Lefferts Boulevard. Sunny today, high in the 70s. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Chances are, your home financing questions won't end when this show does. So the next time you have a question about home loans, ask the lending experts at Citizens Bank. They can help you every step of the way during the home buying process, starting with getting a pre-approval before you start shopping for a new home. Call 212-857-6668, 212-857-6668, and ask a Citizen. Mortgages are offered and originated by Citizens Bank N.A., NMLS number 433960, Equal Housing Lender.
We all know the secret to the best Italian food is the sauce. And no one has sauce as good as Michael's of Brooklyn. Their sauce is made from scratch, using only the best ingredients. But don't take our word for it. Stop at any of your local supermarkets and pick up a jar, or listen to the Joe Piscopo Morning Show every Wednesday for a chance to win a whole case of Michael's delicious, authentic, and fresh sauce. You can also enter online at am970theanswer.com. That's am970theanswer.com. Good luck.
Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. It's 7:38. Have you tried Balance of Nature yet? What are you waiting for? What are you waiting for? Here's the number. This is you'll not forget this number. 800-246-8751. Or you can go to balanceofnature.com and use the discount code THEANSWER. I'm going to tell you about that in a minute. But I wanted to tell you, if you go and on the Balance of Nature journey, like I am on, it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. And last night's a perfect example. I'm running around like crazy. I never have enough time to stop and eat. And the nice folks at the event are going, Joe, did you eat yet? Did you eat? I don't get a chance to eat. Now I know I have to keep fruits and vegetables inside my body. That, to me, are the antioxidants that keep away the free radicals that can get you sick and worse. I know that. I've studied this for years. So what do? Come home, boom. I just up my dosage of Balance of Nature. Dr. Douglas Howard says Balance of Nature is changing America one life at a time. And he's right. And Dr. Howard said, hey, Joe, you may want to take a little bit more. You had a little cancer in your body many, many years ago. Your schedule is very, very intense. You just up your dosage. And I love it because you could take it, for me, I take it on an empty stomach. It does not upset your stomach. It doesn't have that really quirky vitamin smell. It is pure fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's what Balance of Nature is. And it's now time for you to try Balance of Nature. Because through Memorial Day weekend, this weekend, you can receive a $20 discount and free shipping on any first preferred order of Balance of Nature. Just please use the discount code THEANSWER. Again, this special radio offer will only be available through May 27th. You can call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com. Please use the discount code THEANSWER. Good health, it's only a phone call away.
America First with Sebastian Gorka, coming up at 3 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Jeffrey Lyons is the world's greatest film critic and kind enough to join us on the radio in the morning. Happy Friday, Jeffrey. How you doing, my friend?
I'm a state genius too, you know.
Yeah, what genius? What genius are you? What's the other one?
Trump called himself a stable genius.
A stable genius, I love it. Yeah. I love it.
But we can't see his grades. But he's still a stable genius. So I'm a stable genius too. So are you.
Yeah, no, well, not really. I tell you what, I'm just trying to make sense of a crazy world out there. Hey, and I'm so happy that it's springtime in New York, finally, that the weather's coming in, for crying out loud. Right, yeah. Jeffrey? I'm a warm weather guy, and I know you like being at the ball game. I love you. I know you're a Yankee lover. I know in your heart you really like the Yankees. You pretend the whole Red Sox thing, it's a ruse. It's a ruse with the watch and the Jeffrey Lyons Red Sox tie and the
Sox. And the trip to London to see them play the Yankees. The only Yankee connection I have is our family was good friends with Dom DiMaggio's older brother, whoever that was.
Yeah,
remember, Dom DiMaggio holds, I think, holds a consecutive Red Sox record for it's in 30 straight games.
A great player in his own right, correct?
The song used to be, he's better than his brother Joe, he's Dominic DiMaggio.
Oh, wow, yeah.
He was called a little professor because he was one of the early players to wear glasses.
I love it.
Yeah, I met him before he died, but Joe was a good family friend. But anyway, the Yankees never lose. What can you do? Speaking of baseball, one of the movies this week is called The Spy Behind Home Plate. It's the definitive documentary of Mo Berg. In an era of ball players who were A, all white, and B, many of them were illiterate in the 20s and the 30s, he was a Princeton Phi Beta Kappa linguist, spoke seven languages, played for the Dodgers, the White Sox, and for my Red Sox, and accompanied Ruth and Gehrig on a postseason barnstorming tour to Japan in 1934. We knew war was coming. And he was there not only as a coach, but as a spy.
Wow.
He filmed Tokyo Bay from the top floor of a hospital when the wife of one of the owners went into labor. And 8 years later, Colonel Doolittle used those films on his raid on Tokyo. And then during the war, we knew the Germans were working on an atomic bomb, and naturally he spoke accentless German. And we knew the Germans' chief nuclear scientist was giving a lecture in Switzerland, so they briefed him on nuclear fission, such as it was in 1943, and he parachuted into Switzerland with a gun and a cyanide pill with orders to kill the scientist. The scientist, Dr. Heisenberger, said that they'd made progress. Thank God for humanity that Heisenberger was not a member of the Nazi Party and was dragging the research. And they met afterwards. And my father knew him. He never married, nor did either of his siblings marry. And he never spoke of his work. And my father said he never picked up a check. And his last words were, "How did the Mets do today?" He died in 1973. And there was an animated documentary about him, and this movie, The Catcher Was a Spy, with Paul Rudd. But this is the definitive biography of him, documentary, by the same woman who made the movie about Hank Greenberg. And it comes out this week. It's called The Spy Behind Home Plate.
I love
and
this.
And it's just terrific.
Moberg. Wow, that's a fascinating story.
Rare for a Jewish player, too. And particularly in that era. You know, there's always a pamphlet of famous Jewish players. Hank Greenberg, Sandy Koufax, Brad Osmus, who manages the Angels now. But not many of us, you know. So he was only hit 43 or so. They said he spoke seven languages and couldn't hit in any of them.
Is that the line? Everybody's a wise guy.
He learned Japanese on the trip over to Japan and lectured at the University of Tokyo and told them how to simplify their alphabet. That's amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
Gary Sanchez has yet to learn English.
Yeah. Hey, so on Aladdin, Will Smith. This is exciting. Will Smith back.
Doing it's great. It's great. You don't see him for the first. You see him at the beginning, but you don't see him as the genie for the first half an hour or 40 minutes or so. But they've taken the beloved animated version with Robin Williams voicing the genie, and just about everything that they did in the animated version, they've replicated in the live-action version. And they have some of the songs from the earlier one, The Whole New World, and You Ain't Never Had a Friend Like Me. And it's great. I mean, who knew that they could make a magic carpet look real? It's all with computers, but it's great. And he's wonderful as the genie. It really is a wonderful movie. And it's got a great cast and a lot of action and a villain you'd love to hate. And I like that. Now, you know, there's a little movie down at the Angelica called The Tomorrow Man, and it stars John Lithgow and Blythe Danner. It's about love at a certain point in your life when you don't think you have anything else. And, you know, I caught up with it yesterday morning. There were two other people. I love it. I go to the theater. They left my name there, thank goodness. And I go in, and he says, "Which seat would you like?" Like the theater's empty, you know. I said, you know, if I sit in the seat G7 and nobody comes the first 10 minutes, may I move to one of the other 2,000 empty seats?
But someone walked in. Did someone come in and sit right next to you like they do?
Well, that's what they used to say about theaters on 42nd Street. Godfrey Cambridge. Remember Godfrey Cambridge?
Oh, my gosh, I do. Yes.
I knew Godfrey, and he said, you go to the theaters on 42nd Street, and you put your quarter in, and your Coke comes, but the cup doesn't. There's one other person in the theater, and he comes and sits next to you. You know, that's when 42nd Street was pretty seedy. Then there's a documentary called Echo in the Canyon about Laurel Canyon in the mid-60s, where all sorts of people, think Beach Boys and Buffalo Springfield and Mamas and the Papas, all that music came out from that era. And they talk about the survive stars of that era and how they – and it's hosted by Bob Dylan's son. And Jakob Dylan, and they talk about how the musicians borrowed from each other and were influenced by each other. Even Ringo Starr talks about how great it was, and that's a terrific movie. Even if you're not of the age where you remember any of those groups, to see Michelle Phillips, the only surviving member of the Mamas and the Papas, sitting in the studio watching stars of today sing their songs. Yeah. It's just great. It's a terrific.
Laurel Canyon. If you're listening in Hollywood, it's like one of the canyons that goes to the valley. You know, from Beverly Hills, like that area to the valley.
Listen to you, Mr. Huntington County, talking about California.
I know. Oh, please, Laurel Canyon's beautiful. It's nice. What music came out of Laurel Canyon? And
can you imagine that?
No.
Yeah, great documentary. Now, music documentaries are either you like the group or you don't. But this is all sorts of songs, you know. They interviewed John Sebastian and Fiona Apple and Beck and the Beach Boys.
Cool.
Lou Adler, the producer. It's a terrific film. So There's something for everybody this weekend.
Hey, Jeffrey, these documentaries are released in theaters then. Is that where?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah, it's very unusual that they don't really go right to Netflix now, because that's a documentary.
It is. As Ruth Gordon said when she was 69 years old and won the Oscar for Supporting Actress, she held it up and she said, "You can't imagine how encouraging a thing like this is."
Yeah. It's so true. Jeffrey, appreciate it, my friend. And we'll talk to you soon. Always appreciate you jumping on with us in the
morning. Have a good weekend.
Okay, right. You too indeed. Jeffrey Lyons, the world's greatest film critic right there. I like that there's documentaries out there. I'm not a documentary guy, but the fact that you can go to a movie theater and see a documentary as opposed to Netflix is great. Hey, there's a lot of news going on, and we want to break it all down for you throughout the day, and you're welcome to join us on the Balance of Nature phone lines. This, we're going to talk about Theresa May, going to step away by June 7th. We're going to talk about the president giving AG Barr the authority to investigate the investigators. So there's a lot going on. What's going to happen between Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump today? It's like an ongoing drama. But this movie mogul Harvey Weinstein apparently is reportedly agreeing to pay $44 million to settle lawsuits stemming from his alleged sexual assaults of women. The Wall Street Journal reports board members of his former film studio and the New York Attorney General's office have reached the agreement. The deal would reportedly include $30 million in cash for the alleged victims, as well as former company employees, creditors, and the lawyers. Hey, Frankie Fiberos, we'll get into this. Can we talk to Arthur about this? That wouldn't be appropriate if we.
Well, we could try. I was with Arthur yesterday, and after I was hanging out with him, he was going to see Harvey Weinstein. So I'm sure he has some unique insights into this. I know Arthur and his wife are representing Harvey along with Jose Baez on his criminal case. I'm not sure how much they had to do with this civil case, but we could certainly ask.
Yeah, I don't want to bother him. He's always been so gracious to us, Arthur Idala is. But anyway, we'll look into it, and there's more news.
Big thank you to Arthur for lunch yesterday as well at Forlini's, one of my favorite places.
Have you picked up a check? Have you picked up a check? Are you a check picker-upper, Frankie?
I am, yes. Not yesterday.
Are you kidding?
I was able to crash a party that he was throwing.
Here you go.
And I offered to pay for, you know, my little group of people. And then Arthur insisted on picking up the whole check, which must have been for about 20 people. It must have set him back quite a bit.
We got to move on. You know, I saw a picture pop up on my computer of you, Frankie, and me. And the late great Herb London. Remember, we went to Capitol Grill together.
Yes.
We would go occasionally to our lunches, and so it made me think of we remember and miss Herb greatly. Hey, 751 with Joe on the radio. Debbie Duhaime out there looking out for you. It's a beautiful Friday to roll into your Memorial Day weekend. Here we go, Debbie. How we doing traffic wise out there this morning?
I'll tell you what's happening. Good morning, Joe, Frank, Al. Good morning, everybody. Let's see what's happening on the subways. Looks like we're seeing some delays on the Uptown D train, Express Only, Bay Parkway to 9th Ave. It's all due to some ongoing problems with the stalled train. Also, this ongoing fire department activity, 59th Street. So the downtown A trains are local only, 125th to Canal. Downtown D trains are local only, 125th to 59th. We're still seeing some slowdowns here at the inbound side of the GWB. The inbound GWB, a couple of accidents clear from that upper level, but an hour into the upper, 15 to the lower level, Lincoln 25, Holland 15, problems on 78, guys, 78 eastbound, two lanes blocked out by exit 12. It looks like a pretty serious accident over there, and we're still seeing some slowdowns this morning as you take a ride to the eastbound BQE up by Atlantic Avenue, disabled truck and the Cross Bronx East at the Alexander Hamilton Bridge. It's an accident involving a truck there as well. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher doesn't understand the Democrat leadership.
Listen, this is a tactic that the left is using and the Democrats are now employing. Double down. The best defense is a good offense. Rather than be on defense, I guess, Pelosi and company are figuring, let's go at them. The problem is they're doing it at the expense of those who suffered from the Holocaust. What a time.
The Mike Gallagher Show. Weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Got it. Follow the flag to savings every week at Modell Sporting Goods. Visit your local Modell Sporting Goods store and look for the flags with Mitchell's face to find deals in all departments in the store for 7 days only. These unbelievable deals begin every Wednesday, and you'll find select items at our lowest prices ever. Visit our stores this Wednesday and every Wednesday for new Mo deals. Remember, follow the flag with Mitchell's face to save today and every day. If you want to save big, you gotta go to Mo's.
Savings for MVP members only.
Dr. Sebastian Gorka gives you the real numbers on immigration.
16% of immigrants are allowed into this country on merit. It's just irrespective of whether or not they're actually going to make a contribution to this country. What country on the world does that to itself?
America First with Dr. Sebastian Gorka. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer. Brought to you in part by Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law. Whether you need help drafting a will, trust, power of attorney, or health care proxy, their experienced team of attorneys have been helping clients plan their estates for over 30 years.
Hey, Joe on the radio. How are you? 754. Hey, so you know I've been telling you about the Gold Shield? The Gold Shield, right? How it's a great concept. Comes from our friend, the unknown veteran. You know, where a merchant can pledge to make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3 that helps out the veterans, 22 a day taking their lives. 22 a day. That's over 140,000 since 9/11 of these veterans, especially on Memorial Day weekend. You think about this, right? So if you're a merchant, you put the Gold Shield in your window, you make a tax-deductible donation directly to a 501c3, and then you and me, as a customer, you go in, you see the Gold Shield, and you support that business that has the Gold Shield. 100% of the donations are distributed to fight veteran suicide, right? So then I'm watching Fox yesterday, and I'm running around like crazy, and I see Harris Faulkner with Robert Wilkie, the head of the VA. He starts talking about veteran suicide. And then Harris, and she's always great, you know, and she gave the number here. Call. I'm telling you, and I don't say nothing. I speak to you because you're a friend and you listen to the show. But it's like we start talking about the Gold Shield. All of a sudden, we're talking about the Gold Shield, and we keep telling you about the Gold Shield because the government's not doing enough. And then all of a sudden, the head of the VA is on with Harris. I'm just saying, I think someone's listening. And I think this is a great concept, this Gold Shield. And you got to give this, our buddy, the unknown veteran, credit for coming up with this concept to take it in our own hands to help the veterans, especially on this Memorial Day weekend. So if you want to find out more about the Gold Shield, because I'm telling you, I said it too. I said on the show, I said, I think this is really going to take off around the country. And I think when I see it on other TV shows, I'm thinking, I think maybe somebody's listening. TheGoldShield.us. Or you can call 888-526-9111, 888-526-9111. Or again, check out, please, TheGoldShield.us.
Mike Gallagher, live from our Wall Street studios.
Coming up at 10 a.m.
on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Joe Lundberg is going to be doing the weather on his bike right now. I think you should do like a remote. You should do like a remote on your bike as you're driving around. Hi, this is Joe on the road. How you doing this morning, Joey?
I'm good. I'm not on the road yet. Give me a few hours, then I'll get out on the road this afternoon.
Well, yeah, but you went out yesterday. Tell me, what'd you do? Run, bike?
I did 15 miles before a thunderstorm, and then I did 35 later.
Yeah, you mean you came back? You rested?
I went back out. Yeah, I rested. I took a nap.
Yeah, and then you went right back out.
And then went back out, yeah.
Now, there's a group of your folks that do this. You have friends that do this, that actually live for this, correct? Because it looks
yes.
like, when I see your pictures, everybody's so happy, and mm-hmm. they're going on the bike. This yeah. is a huge sport, the bike. I can't believe you do that many miles. What are you going to do this weekend? Like today you'll go out?
I'll probably go. I'll do 50 today, and maybe 40 or 50 tomorrow and Sunday and Monday.
Oh, yeah, Joe, you're unbelievable. And I love the fact, and I keep telling you, you're listening, this is Joe Lundberg, and I know Joe inspires you to get out there on your bike.
I love doing this, and I yeah. love inspiring other people.
Yeah, and you really do. People listen, and I get all the social media correspondents. They go, Joe Lundberg, you know, wow, he's great. But you don't, what kills me, you don't use headphones. You don't put headphones
no.
on. You're the only person that stays on a bike
don't
for like.
Do it. Maybe I'm just weird that way, but I just don't do it. That to me is like distracted to riding.
Amazing. You are a purist at Joe Lundberg. Hey, weather-wise, looks beautiful today. It's going to stay with us?
It's going to be a great day. A little on the windy side, but, man, we're going to have sunshine, mid-70s. Tomorrow, probably a little cooler. Some sun gets away to clouds. Our best chance of any rain this weekend is Saturday night. Sunday, partly sunny, mid-80s. It's summer on Sunday. Oh. And then Monday, Memorial Day, partly sunny and about 82. Looks nice Sunday and Monday.
So down the shore, it's going to be very, very nice down the Jersey Shore.
Yeah, it'll
huh?
be in the low to mid-70s at the Jersey Shore, but it's going to be nice this weekend, I think, for the most part.
You are an inspiration, my friend. God bless you, brother, and we'll talk to you a little bit. And thanks.
You
thanks
got to take up cycling. It's a great sport.
All right, man. I will for
the
sure.
The scenery's great.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I see from your pictures. And all your riding, you're going to get into trouble, Joey. I'm telling you. Okay, 7:58 with Joe on the radio. Me, I got a mountain bike. I got the big, clunky, big, thick a tire mountain bike through the hills of Hunterdon County. That's as good as I could do. Hey, if you want to call, it's 877-970-2999. There's a lot going on in the news, and we'll break it down for you. Also, Jeff Norris is going to join us. We had a whole bunch of laughs with Jeff. And Roger Stone on the show. It's Friday. You made it. Don't you go away.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The answer.
68 degrees at 7:59. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. Extra police patrols will be prowling the streets of Nassau County this weekend looking for drunk and drug-impaired drivers. Nassau County Executive Laura Curran says if you want a drink, make sure you have a designated driver or call a cab or ride-sharing service. She adds 29 people each day in the U.S. die in motor vehicle crashes that involve drunk drivers. And unfortunately, that number goes up on holiday weekends. Jeopardy champ James Holzhauer does it again. The 34-year-old Las Vegas gambler notched his 26th consecutive win Thursday. He racked up just over $52,000, moving him even closer to the overall $2 million mark. Holzhauer is the second all-time biggest Jeopardy winner behind only Ken Jennings in 2004. Jennings won 74 games in a row, collected over $2.5 million in prize winnings.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.